Y'all ready? Please turn your phones off or put them on vibrate for those of you in the audience and on the board. We appreciate that very much. At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of February 12th, 2024, and the time is now 6 p.m. Need to get a little... Got it. Thank you. Okay. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for not length of time to exceed 3 minutes. No board or council discussion or action may take place on a matter unless such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with the law. So do we have any public comments or anyone signed up?
No, ma'am.
This time? All right, thank you. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, I have a couple introductions to make. Our new Assistant City Planner, Benjamin Lashley, is with us. He will probably be attending most of the meetings that we have with Planning and Zoning Commission. He's on his third week, so he's...
Yep.
So excited to have him part of the team. Also, we have another guest, our city engineer, who started back with us in October. He's probably not going to be a regular attendee at these meetings, but he wanted to see how all this was run, so he's here tonight to just watch us. A couple other things. City Council did approve, on first reading, the new zoning district, neighborhood retail. So the second reading of that will be this next Monday. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. It looks like it's going to pass with that, with the favorable response we got. And lastly, you may have seen in your notice of public hearing packet, there was a second zoning case that the applicant has decided to postpone. This is the Hilltop Tool Rental rezoning. We anticipate that coming back probably in April or May. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of January 8th, 2024. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Commissioner Ross, sorry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there any corrections or discussion on the minutes? Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tay?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. New business non-action items. Staff, could we have your presentation?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. My name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner here for the city of Cumwell. There is one non-action item on the agenda this evening. It's a minor plat from the Buda Nova subdivision. Because this is a minor plat, it is a non-action item which will be administratively approved at the staff level. The plat was found to be consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of the Cumwell Code of Ordinance. Therefore, we are going to be approving the plat with no conditions. I'm happy to present this plat separately. It was included in your packet. If you have any questions, I will present it. Otherwise, we can move forward with our actual presentation. So.
Anybody have any questions? Seeing none. All right. Thank you. New business. In accordance with the Tomball Municipal Code, should the commission recommend denial of any zoning change request, the commission shall provide reasons to the applicant for the denial if requested by the applicant. Item F1, consideration to approve the preliminary plat of Woodleaf Reserve, Section 3, being 40.65 acres of land out of the Claude N. Pelo Survey, A632, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be presenting Woodleaf Reserve Section 3. This is a preliminary plot located in 13,100 block on the north side of Holdery Road. The zoning for this property is a planned development district, specifically PD number 14, which is reserved for single-family residential purposes. It is creating 87 total lots, and it's comprised of approximately 40.65 acres. Here's the graphic representation of that preliminary plat for your consideration this evening. And staff did find that this plat was consistent with Chapter 40, Part 2 of our Code of Ordinance, which is the subdivision standards, and city staff is recommending approval to you all this evening, subject to the conditions outlined on the screen, which generally speaking is relating to the, prior to the final plat being approved by the city, we need civil construction plans to be submitted to the city engineering office, and those plans need to be reviewed and approved, and ultimately constructed or bonded prior to the recording of that final plat. Happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve preliminary plat of Woodleaf Reserve, Section 3?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. All right. Okay. Is the applicant here? Okay. Okay. Is there any discussion or questions anyone has of staff? Would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tag?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Zoning Case Z24-01. Request by ESP Enterprises Incorporated, represented by, if I botched this, I'm sorry, Felix Properties LLC to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 6.87 acres of land, legally described as being a portion of the W. Hurd survey, Abstract 378, from agriculture to office zoning. The property is located within the 100 block west side of School Street within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. I'll be presenting Z24-01. Here is an aerial location map, which is highlighting the subject property crosshatched in yellow. It's located, the property is approximately 6.87 acres, generally located within the 100 block of School Street on the west side. The reason for this request, according to the information provided by the applicant, is to rezone to office zoning to allow the development of an office park, which will be comprised of approximately 10 to 20 office buildings, which will have individual office suites within each building. Here are photographs of the subject property as well as the surrounding properties to provide any context as to where they are. Current zoning map showing the subject property does fall within the agricultural zoning district and has been within that zoning designation since the adoption of zoning in 2008. North of the subject property is currently occupied by an assisted living facility, also within the agricultural zoning district. Property located in the west of the subject property is vacant and within agricultural zoning as well. South of the site is also vacant land within the light industrial zoning classification, indicated with pink color here. And then east of the subject property on the east side of School Street is an existing commercial zoning district currently occupied by a professional office building. Property is located at the intersection of School Street and Michael Road, which you can see in this map are both identified as being collector roadways. Intersections such as this are routinely considered to be appropriate for commercial services as they provide convenient vehicular access and exposure to high volumes of traffic, often considered necessary for commercial businesses to succeed. Future land use map. The subject property is located within the medical district, future land use category, according to the comprehensive plan's future land use map. This category is intended to provide an emphasis on healthcare and supporting services and further capitalize on a unique regionally serving area of the city. The Tomball Regional Medical Center provides a significant physical and economic footprint in the community. The comprehensive plan does endorse general retail, office, and Old Town mixed-use zoning to achieve the goals and objectives of this land use category. And according to the comprehensive plan, appropriate land uses within this district should include hospitals, clinics, professional offices, some lodging, long-term care facilities, as well as retail and restaurants. Therefore, the requested office zoning district review this evening is consistent with the goals and the objectives of this future land use category. Here are site exhibits which were provided by the applicant. Again, their intent is to build approximately 10 to 20 office buildings, which will have suites that will be, my understanding, leased out individually. Notification map, city staff sent out notification letters to owners of properties within 300 feet of the subject property. And to this point, we have received one response in favor and zero in opposition. That property which is in favor is indicated with a green dot on this map. The request for office zoning is found to be consistent with the medical district land use category identified on our future land use plan as adopted by the comprehensive plan and by city council in 2019. Therefore, city staff is recommending approval of Z24-0. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is the applicant present? All right. Would you please come forward, present your case, state your name and address for the record before you speak, please?
Yeah, my name's Steve Phelan. My home address, is that what you're asking?
Yes, sir.
Oh, 34207 Mill Creek Court in Pinehurst, Texas, in the Wood Trace neighborhood. Never done this before, so what was the other question? I'm sorry.
I just asked you for your name and address, okay. And then you can give us your presentation, whatever you'd like us to know.
Oh, well, just on the presentation, like you saw there, we're still in what design kind of would fit best for this area. From what research I can tell, it looks like there is a little bit of lack of office space for professionals, specifically for medical. So my plan would be to offer these suites to those individuals, target those individuals. I didn't see a whole lot of new development for dentist and things like that. So I'm hoping that's what we can fill this up with. I do think it'll be majority leased. There is idea that maybe we can plot it out. I'm not sure, but we'd have to talk to you guys about all that stuff. But maybe we can sell them individually, but otherwise, that's our basic plan. So I know there was a one very kind of similar we're kind of targeting. I think it's called Rosewood. I think it's near downtown area. They have some suites. It kind of look like houses, sort of. Mm-hmm. So we're either going to go with that looks kind of more of a traditional kind of suite look, or I don't know if it'll be something a little more modern. I'm not sure. So I really wanted to kind of talk with you guys as we get past this zoning and kind of work with your planning on what aesthetic might be best for the area. So, but yeah, that's what we hope to do.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
We'll call you back if we have questions.
Yeah, great. I was thinking, that's great.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case Z23-19 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:13 p.m. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak, and we'd like you to please state your name and address for the record before you speak. Is anybody signed up?
No, ma'am.
Nobody pressed. Anyone here who would like to speak? Seeing none. All right. Okay. Since there's no one here, the public hearing is now closed, and the time is now 6:14 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z23-19?
I make a motion we approve zoning case Z24-01. Thank you, ma'am.
Z what?
24-01.
It's 23-19.
No, it's 24.
Well, that's what my paperwork says. Okay, so sorry. Okay, please correct that to 24-01.
I'll second it.
Thank you. So that was a motion made to approve by Commissioner Ross, and Commissioner Harris seconded it. So, okay. Are there any questions or discussion with the applicant?
I have.
Yes, sir, would you please come up?
Did you go ahead?
And
go ahead.
The little
address. You raised your hand first.
I was wondering, you said there's a need for office space. Have you looked at the other medical buildings around there? It seems like there's a lot of empty, I mean, I'm just saying, it seems like there's a lot of empty offices.
Now, working with my broker and me just driving the area, I even have a close friend that's an ER doctor, but in town. You know, we even went to the hospital, and he, like, quickly went to the board, like, where all the, like, all the different floors are at. He's like, well, I don't see doctor's offices here. Where are all the doctor's offices? And I was like, I don't know. So, you know, we drove around to some of the other buildings. A lot of them were older, a lot older, as far as we can tell. As far as vacancy, you know, there are some vacancies, but what we're offering is kind of a different feel, where it's your own space, like it's, you know, your own little suite. So it's not going to be just office after office in a big, huge facility. So we just felt that was something different that might be needed. And specifically, maybe even building them out more for, like I said, medical than just a basic office. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of going off a bit of a hunch, and I'm going off Impact, Community Impact, that newsletter that comes out, which I love reading. It always has office. It's just such a low rate of approval for, like, you know, how much is being built and how much space is left. And it didn't seem like very much over the past at least year and a half that I've been watching that. So that's what I started to move on this property and hopefully offer a solution. Now, I may be wrong. I hope not to be. But yeah, it just seems like a newer building with a different feel might fit the area well. So that's what I'm hoping.
I mean, I've been in both medical buildings. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I guess I work at the hospital. Am I okay voting on this? Do I need to recuse?
Oh, yes.
I'm okay. So those two office buildings, one across from where Triumph or Kendra used to be, and the one across from the hospital, seems like when you go in there, there's a lot of empty offices. And then the one on the side, there's a lot of empty offices. I just hate for offices to be offices, to take up property, you know, take up the greenery, to just sit there vacant. You know what I'm saying? And I just, I mean, that's my concern. I just hate to see strip centers and offices and sitting there empty when, and then continually build some more and take up the greenery and where all the deer, we have deer over there. And
yeah, gotcha.
You know, I'm just saying, what's
there.
The necessity is what, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm only going off what research I found. You know, I sat with you guys or the city planner and kind of figured out. Really, I came in going to do, I'd done flexible warehouse before, but that was since it was in a special zone. That wouldn't really be the case, and I couldn't do that. So I wanted to pivot to office, which seemed to be the better fit. Now that I own the property, I mean, you know, what can I do with it?
Right.
And office seemed to make sense. Retail didn't seem to be an option either, especially since it's kind of tucked in the very back corner of the of that area. So if it wasn't retail and it wasn't warehouse, what can I do for the community?
I hear you. And I'm sure it'll be very pretty.
No, we plan to do that.
You know, it seems like we have a lot of strip centers that are empty, offices that are empty, and then we continually build more.
I am definitely open to suggestions and even talking more with Jared about it. But, you know, getting it rezoned is a milestone to just for me to start planning and putting money into any kind of ideas or development. Because otherwise, I don't want to put anything in, even 10, 20, 30,000 into an architect and then it doesn't work.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
We understand.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe it changes. Maybe I'm here again asking for a rezone to something else. But at least at this point, going to office would at least allow me to start planning. So,
anybody else have any questions?
I got a question for staff, I guess.
Okay.
So, zoned is agricultural now. The future land use is medical. So, if we zone it for office, is the office then restricted to medical purposes?
I don't think so.
No, any of the uses that would be permitted by right, or by right within the office zoning district, or if you wanted something with the CUP, you'd have to come back. So there are some uses like, you know, a restaurant where you'd have to come get additional approval with the CUP. But no, we would not be restricted to just medical office. It could be general professional offices as well.
Yeah. I'm curious about where the boundaries are office then is what you open yourself up to with the office zoning, you know, what types of businesses can get in there.
Yeah, I would love to have done a pickleball court whole facility, but
It doesn't sound like an office.
Yeah, no. But, well, yeah, and so, yeah, I mean, it just depends on what maybe you guys really want. I mean, I know the big facility, the small, not small, it's not small. It's 3 stories tall right across the street from us. Mm-hmm. It looks to be completely sold out as far as medical goes. I mean, they're building out every floor, and the bottom floor is completely taking. So mm-hmm. with that said, I was hopeful that other medical, I'm going to try and target for medical, because that will obviously bring a higher rent, a higher lease rate than just a simple office. So yeah. I'm hoping for that. But yeah, I mean, I guess in business, if push comes to shove, then if it's just regular office, I guess it'll be regular office. But I do hope to keep it very professional, even if it's real estate agents or, you know, insurance firms, things like that. So
I guess it kind of leads to my question. So, you know, if the future land purpose is for medical district, how do we keep it that way? I mean, if we create a zoning for office space, we're not restricting it to medical professionals necessarily.
Right, so the medical district, these land use categories are guiding categories. Mm-hmm. To give you an idea as to what the city wants to see, it doesn't mean that that's what you're absolutely married to, right? We don't have a medical use zoning district.
Yeah,
right. That prohibits just or restricts just medical type uses. And at the end of the day, the market is what's going to drive what goes there.
Yeah.
So yes, it does allow the opportunity for him to have a general professional office, but there may be a need for it, and the market ultimately would decide that. So I think that, you know, ideally we want to try to promote medical uses because we're trying to create this medical district, and we have nearby assisted living facilities and independent living facilities and apartments mm-hmm. down the road, and we want to provide those mm-hmm. services to those facilities. But I think you can take the same approach and say, well, they may need a tax office down the street to help them with their taxes as well. So I don't think we want to paint ourselves too tight into a corner where it prohibits certain uses that might benefit the surrounding community as well.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any questions? My comment is the fact that offices, yes, it's not restricted to specifically medical district, but staff's looked at it, and that land use category is identified due to the presence of the hospital for that area. And there's only, I think, maybe one or two other large plots of land in that area. And who knows what will end up there in those building or on that property. So, and there's a little flexibility in there. If he does office zoning, that allows him, he's allowed to be in there in technically what the future land use was of medical district because he's doing the office zoning. But if the area evolves a little differently, does that allow him the ability to do so also?
That's the benefit to allowing more than just medical use. Is it, okay. There's some flexibility built into it. And that's really the kind of the goal here is the medical district land use category is not, you know, a broad brush of just hospitals and doctor's offices. We want to build a complete community, which means we need to provide additional services, mm-hmm. opportunities for restaurants, right? These employees need a place to go eat. And if we had explicitly just put only medical, then we're going to create islands of land uses, and we want to try to integrate these land uses inside each other as much as we can. But yes, the office zoning district is relatively restrictive in what can go there. So if for some reason you decide or you find a tenant who wants to open up, you know, a coffee shop or mm-hmm. something to that effect, that may be perfect for the office that's on the other side of School Street, right? Mm-hmm. The employees who may want that. Mm-hmm. But you would have to come back to this board or the city council to get probably a conditional use permit to allow yourself to have that occupancy.
Yeah, and it's coincidental that you mentioned that, because when I was across the street, the new building, the 3-story, I was talking to the people that worked there. They're like, yeah, it'd be nice if there was, they were thinking I was going to do some kind of restaurant or something. They didn't know. They're like, yeah, it'd be nice that I don't have to go back out to the main highway to get stuff, and it'd be nice to come be right across the street from me. But, you know, that's just, yeah, I don't know, but that's not, wasn't my plan. I didn't tell them any different, but, you know, there was at least one person that said that would be nice not to have go back out to the busy street. So, you know, because it is kind of tucked away in the very corner of what y'all are calling the special district. It's one of the last lots, and I think eventually maybe y'all will build School Street, or it'll get built somehow. So that'll be nice as well. So that's where I hope that'll be a little more traffic for that area.
What is the timeline for running the school all the way down to Tice?
No timeline.
No timeline.
Not funded.
No. Not right.
It's on our thoroughfare plan to be built one day. Yeah. No timeline.
And I think I have to build a little bit of it too when I develop it, I believe. I think I have to build a little bit of the road.
There's potential for you having to dedicate or at least design your site to allow that future.
Yeah.
The city to come in and do that.
Yeah. Future connection.
That's our goal.
Yes.
I think it would serve
everyone well. No, I would. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions? Seeing none. Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay. Would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tay.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you so much. Adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I can't say, decide who's faster, you or Scott.
Richard's always got that one.
Yeah, that's right. His.
Thank
that's
you, his. Commissioner right Anderson. All right. Is there a second?
A second.
There you go. We won't take
that
away from
Commissioner Scott. Okay. Would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tay.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
Okay. Perfect. And the meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 6:27 p.m.
Very lost.
Susan.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Good Lord.
Okay. So I've signed that. You need